Welcome to EOL Travel and welcome to Australia. We're starting in Sydney with the famous Opera House and the Harbour Bridge. Sydney isn't actually the capital of Australia, though it's by far the largest city with a population of nearly 4 million. It's come a long way since it was founded at the end of the 18th century as a prison settlement. The first inhabitants of Sydney were British criminals who were sent here as a form of punishment. Today's Australians have come from all over the world and by choice. Increasing numbers these days are of Asian origin. The British influence on Australian life is still there, though nothing like as powerful as it used to be. Modern Australia has its own very distinctive identity and its own economic connections. Australia's trading relationships today are mainly with its Asian neighbors, such as Malaysia and Japan, and also, very importantly, with the United States. Australia has recently become a major force in the entertainment business, too. Australian movies have given the world stars such as Mel Gibson and Paul Hogan, and many Australian writers, painters, and rock groups have found international fame. All this goes to show how strong a national identity Australia has managed to establish. Australians are justifiably proud of their country and very happy to be living here. Life is comfortable in this huge and empty land. Even the biggest cities have a relaxed quality which is difficult to find elsewhere. Outside the cities, Australia is a vast, almost uninhabited wilderness. It contains many extraordinary landmarks, such as Ayers Rock, a great flat-top mountain, 4 kilometers long and 2 kilometers wide. The native Australians, or Aboriginals, regarded Ayers Rock as a sacred place and painted images of people and animals in its many caves. The relationship between the Aboriginals and the mainly European settlers has not been a comfortable one at all. However, things are improving, and there is certainly much more respect these days for Aboriginal culture. Another of Australia's great attractions is its unique wildlife. Some creatures are cuddly and lovable, others are less so, like this Tasmanian devil. You can see why he got his name. And most famous of all, Australia's national symbol is the kangaroo, with its massive tail and huge hind legs. Kangaroos are large animals, up to 2 meters in height, yet it's extraordinary how they manage to move so fast and with such elegance. The baby kangaroo lives in its mother's pouch and is fed by her until it's nearly 1 year old. Another great Australian wildlife site is underwater, the Great Barrier Reef, 2,000 kilometers of coral, home to an incredible variety of fish and other wildlife. And so we must leave this wonderful place. As they say around here, be seeing you.